Good Monday afternoon, everyone. You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman. Governor Inslee announced not one, not two, but three budget proposals last week. He tackled transportation, climate, and education. KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is with us now to take a closer look at the education portion of that trifecta. Hi, Austin.
Happy Monday, Marcy.
Happy Monday to you. The state Supreme Court has ordered the legislature to put more money into K-12 education or face a contempt of court punishment. The high court gave lawmakers one more legislative session to do that. How does Governor Inslee want lawmakers to meet that goal?
You know, he's taking kind of a number, you might say, in the middle, about $1.3 billion in what we could call down here McCleary obligation. And, you know, $1 billion plus investment is sort of what the thinking was going into this next session, that if you were paying off the McCleary decision over three biennia, it'd be about $1 billion plus each biennia. So that's kind of where the governor has settled. And of course, he's proposing revenue to do this, taxes, a capital gains tax, for instance. And in that sense, he has people on his left and on his right saying it's not the right number. On the left, you've got Randy Dorn, the state superintendent of public instruction, saying this number should be more like $4.5 billion for this next biennium. And then you've got Republicans who have said, you know, the McCleary obligation actually might only be $700 million. And before we start talking about taxes to fund education, and that's an argument that they might make, you should never have fund education first. But if you're going to do that, you need to talk about reforms before revenues.
Gee, it sounds like the makings of a big storm down in Olympia starting in January, Austin.
I think it is going to be a big storm. You know, we're in this environment where revenues are starting to recover. There's about $3 billion more expected to come into the state coffers in this next biennium. So that's significant money. We've gotten out of the worst of the Great Recession. But there are a lot of obligations, and there is, I think, general agreement that further investment in public education, and in really a lot of what this is about, is shifting the balance back so that the state is picking up more of the tab. The governor's office notes that in 2007, fiscal year 2007, the percentage of the state operating budget that went to K-12 was down below 40%. It's been creeping back up over the last several years, but it's still below 50%.
Governor Inslee's proposals are proposals. So what has traction politically, do you think?
Well, that's a really good question, especially when you consider the split control environment here with Republicans now in control of the state Senate, Democrats holding on to their majority in the state House, and then a Democratic governor. You know, the Supreme Court has held the legislature in contempt of court over McCleary, but held off on sanctions. The court will wait to see what the legislature does in this next session to decide if and when to impose sanctions. So that's got to be on the minds of the state legislature and the governor. But I think that you're going to see arguments around, and this was alluded to in a story over the weekend, or the topic of a story over the weekend by Donna Blankenship at the Associated Press, about this the idea of a levy swap, which is about, again, putting the pressure back on the state, having the state pick up more of the tab, and the local levies that are funding a lot of the things that are happening in your schools being less of the shoulder. So you're going to have discussions about that. They get very technical very quickly, but they've got a long time down here, 105 days, to really kind of dig into what this should look like.
Austin, you mentioned if the court imposes sanctions. As I understood the court ruling, the state Supreme Court ruling in September, the justices said they would impose sanctions if the legislature did not meet the McCleary mandate to fully fund K-12.
That is true. And now the question is going to be, what is that? What is satisfying that look like? And they need to do two things. They need to basically submit a plan that satisfies the court as well as that next down payment. Randy Dorn, the state superintendent, thinks that that the governor's proposal will not satisfy the court. That's his position.
Along with the K-12 monies that Inslee and his plans that he laid out, he also talked about a tuition freeze for higher education for universities, four-year universities, for 2015 through 2017. State university presidents support that. How likely are we to see that tuition freeze?
I think that there is a lot of support for that. In fact, Senate Republicans have suggested even trying to lower tuition. So I think both parties realize this is a real kind of middle class issue, how much you're paying to send your kid to state school. And so and with double digit tuition increases year over year during the Great Recession, there's not a lot of political appetite to let those tuitions continue to rise. And in fact, like I say, there may be some interest in trying to bring them down. I think in the end, they probably hold the line is where they probably are going to end up.
What do you expect to see happen?
My joke is, are they going to finish, in May, June, July, August, or September? There's a lot of complicated stuff to hash out. And there is not, I think, a lot of interest on day one in finding the common ground. These two parties really want to set themselves apart going into the 2016 governor's race. And now that we've got real split control, which we haven't had in many years. So I expect to see very different visions from Democrats and Republicans, and at some point they will have to come together to get a balanced state budget passed. They will do that, but the big question is, how long will it take?
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Have great holidays, Austin.
You too.
The Washington State legislative session starts January 12th.